Morning to you, Adrian.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great team in today. Lots of great chances. We certainly should kick it off with this very smart filly, Espinyar, in the opening race. Look excellent at Moonee Valley, and lots of big wraps on her. Barrier number one. She's on a golden slipper path, is she?
Yeah, look, she's always been one of our most forward and precocious types, and she stood out from an early point in her career. So she obviously showed that potential down in the Spring Carnival down in Melbourne. And I love the way she's returned this preparation. She's just strengthened up and, very, very, very mature this time around. So I thought a really nice trial from her. Probably would have liked a second trial going to the races. But look, we're 1,000 metres first up. And, we do want to get her to the Millennium Race. So we felt this was probably the right path in order to get her to that. We didn't want to be in that particular race first up over the 1,200. So definitely improvement to come out of today's race. But we've got a nice soft draw today. She's got the tactical speed to be able to take advantage of that. And obviously she's the class filly of the race.
Your other filly, Dawn Passage, has shown her fair share of ability at the trials as well, Adrian.
Yeah, look, love everything we've seen from him. He's a really nice horse for us going forward. Certainly, I feel he's flying under the radar a bit. He's with the two trials, he's very forward. Probably gives a feeling he'll get over a bit further in time, but look, I think there's a lot of upside for him and a nice future for him going forward. So I think a little bit of luck today and with the right run, I think he'll run a big race for us.
There's so many options open for these two-year-olds now, and you look at the calendar, there's just good racing every week for you, so you can pick your mark with them.
Well, he's one would love to get to that Millennium Race as well. Mm-hmm. In order to do that, he's probably got to run a first or a second in today's race to get enough prize money to get in. But if he's able to do that, that's the way we'll head. But if not, look, there's still, as you said, plenty of options open to him after today's race where we can potentially program him.
Luskin Tyre Lass in race four, dominant win last time. She looks to have upside.
Yeah, look, I still think there's an improvement to come. And I've seen that in her work. She's just a mare in great form at the moment. And I know she's on the a relatively quick back up once again, but just really wanted to capitalise on that form that she's in. Just in her work, she's thriving, and physically she looks great for that last run. So was quite a soft victory last time, but look, she did get all the favours in the run, and I think if she can, it was just good to see her relax in that particular race, and if she's able to do that again over the mile, I know the only time she's contested that distance she failed last time, but I'm more confident with how strong she was through the line at Warwick Farm the other day that if she can relax again today, she'll be very strong. And she looks well-placed, looks a nice race for us. So we really just wanted to capitalise on that today.
In the Carrington, you've got the ruling favourite, Penske, here. It's a big ask first up, but he hasn't done too much wrong. And, well, I suppose the price assessors have marked him favourite, and they should be respected.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly gives you a lot of confidence going into that. We obviously had him down for the two races, and at first, I thought the mile option and the ratings race may have been the easier way to go, but we've opted for the Carrington, and I think it's been the right decision. He looks well placed here, and hopefully we can capitalise on his race fitness there, and a great victory there first up, and I think the ratings out of that particular race were strong enough to be winning a race like this for him. So it just took him a little bit to get over that particular run, the first up victory just took a bit out of him. That's why we just took our time between runs and gave him a trial. But he's really bounced back well, and he's going into it very forward, ready to roll again. And looks to have taken an improvement from that first up run. So all that being said, I think it's a really nice race for him.
Mm. And in Sydney, you finished with Sondalon. He's had two beautiful trials for this, looking very good.
Yeah, he's throughout his career, he's been sort of quite a tricky horse, just sort of got quite above himself at the races. But now he's a lot more mentally mature, and he's relaxing a lot more in his races and in his trials. Sorry, and I think we're dealing with a different type of horse this time round. So on his form, last preparation, he showed real progression, and I think he's ready to sort of take that next step this time and forward for a first up run. I like what we saw in his trials, and looks well placed once again.
Beats him at Caulfield, found a nice race for him.
It looks lovely race for him. I'd like to see him stepping up to the mile shortly. We've got a nice program for him down there. Look, he's come through that race up at the Gold Coast in good order. He's travelled down there well, as I said, probably just looking for a bit further at this point in his preparation.
Okay. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.